What's up, Will and Grace fans? We are back for season 10, episode 1. We've got some new faces, some old faces in here and in the show. We're here to talk about it. Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Will and Grace fans? We've got our amazing theme song going. I'm so excited to be back.
Hey.
This was such an amazing episode.
You guys, like I said, we have some old faces. Not old, not like the episode... hinted to, but we got some old faces, we got some new faces. Mai Tai, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be part of this panel.
We're very excited to have you.
Thank you.
I'm going to have my regular ladies go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys.
Hi, I'm Krista McLaughlin.
I'm Louisa Shar. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah.
And I am Timothy Michael. We are very excited to be back, you guys.
Yes,
and this first episode surely did not disappoint.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much I missed the show until I started watching it.
So good. Good. Literally, I don't think I've laughed that hard watching a show in a really long time.
Yeah. Well, except for last season.
Literally. Yeah. Literally, I didn't realize how much I missed it until we watched it. And then I was like... Okay, yeah, this is it. This is it. This is it. Yeah.
Everything they say, it just mixes so well with today, especially all the social media stuff. Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, you guys, it was so funny. Timothy was sitting right next to me, and my laugh was... combining itself with your laugh the entire time.
Yeah.
I was like, is that me laughing or is that you? Like, it was that funny.
I don't know. I'm a hitter when I laugh, you guys, so I'll, like, do this a lot. So wrapped up in the show. I'm very excited about this season because we've got a star-studded cast, which we will talk about later on in the episode.
Yeah.
But let's dive in really quick, shall we?
Yeah.
So Grace apparently is running for the president of City of Interior Designs. Mm-hmm. Longest name ever, aka the dumbest thing ever.
What?
Right. I guess it's just like a beautification of New York, which happens. I'm from New York, you guys, so I mean it does happen. And I like that. I like that that they're kind of picking up in a way where it's establishing everybody has their kind of own lives going on. And Jack is still a hot mess.
Jack is still Jack.
Right? He still has his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, go
fiancé, man.
I know. I accept him fully.
Accept him fully.
Excuse me.
That was so
adorable.
But you know what? It's just, we left off the previous season with Will and Grace wanting to work together, right?
Yes.
So obviously that plan fell through. So we see Grace just... spreading her wings and trying to launch her own thing, right? Because they didn't touch on that at all.
Well,
right?
They didn't touch on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that that changes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that it's not like when we left almost, 10 years ago and now last season premiered and they kind of erased all this, the kids and like the divorce and like all this. Like they completely wiped that out.
They did.
Last season we ended with Grace's dad moving in, but they never touched on it in this episode.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to continue...
I read somewhere that they were going to continue Yeah, but they weren't going to include it in the first episode, but I heard it was going to drag along this season.
Okay,
that's what I read in an article, but I'm not sure.
Well, I think one of the biggest criticisms that we had last season was that it was so quick that it was like one episode and then it was just very disconnected.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping now that they got renewed, now that they realize that fans are so loyal and they want them back, that they've mapped out this new season with more of a continuity, if you will.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that more guest stars have more of an arc, not just one episode. I'm hoping that they continue to, you know, keep on themes and keep on scenarios that they've touched on in later episodes or last episodes. And it's not just like different scenarios every episode.
Well, I think this new character, I think we'll end up, Noah will end up being somebody who's like a regular. Like
And the chemistry. Yeah. Come on, we all saw the sexual tension there.
Yes.
Like what's going down after the rice pudding, huh?
You guys, it's nice to see David Schwimmer back on primetime television.
Yeah.
I mean, we all, I missed him.
I mean, too.
I don't know if you guys watch Friends.
Huge fan
of
Friends.
Of course.
God. I was just watching Good Morning America or something like that yesterday, and they were talking about how, like, because they're playing it on Netflix, like, everybody's kids are, like, they're watching it now.
Good.
I got goosebumps.
It's been 15 years.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
Goosebumps.
15 years.
Wait, so since it ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it made me feel ancient, by the way. But... literally, one of the hosts was like, oh, my kids are, like, watching it now, and they're, like, 13 years old. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's they're, like, making it cool again.
It's, like, a tradition that you pass on from family to family, you know?
Oh, and by the way, they make $20 million per episode. Who?
The Friends.
You mean at that time?
When? No, now.
What?
Now,
residuals?
With residuals?
With the residuals.
Oh, each person?
They used to make, so I, sorry, we're going off of off the
clearly
subject,
going
but,
off of
but I thought it was kind of interesting that at the end of the season, they were making $1 million per episode.
Oh,
and
I know
now
that, yeah.
Now with the
residuals,
they're making so like 20.
Well, that's why we haven't seen David Schwimmer, because
that's
he doesn't need to work anymore.
Yeah, that's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah,
reboot.
But like for his role in this show, like he was so like stern and assertive, and I'm used to Ross, like the happy,
I actually
totally
liked
different.
His character on this show. I liked. He looks great.
Yeah,
you guys.
He does.
I mean, if we're gonna talk about, and I just want to talk about it really quick because there was a lot of mention of plastic surgery and getting older in this episode, and between Karen and Sean Hayes and Will McCormack and friggin' oh my god,
Megan?
David Schwimmer.
Oh, yeah,
like, they all look great.
Yeah, they look good for their age.
They look great for their age. Yeah.
I love the chemistry that Grace and Noah had together. Oh. That banter that they had. I mean, you felt it. And then the fact, too, that he kept his composure, and you can automatically tell, like, oh my god, if she goes under his skin, he's gonna love it. And I saw that, like, towards the end.
Well, that's my question. Yeah. Did you guys initially know that they might be a thing?
Oh, yeah.
She stalked the second Will.
She stalked
Grace saw that, of course.
Oh, yeah.
She eyes everyone, and she
And then her and Will were having that conversation. She's like, do you think I should go over there? And he's like, no. She's like, well, you and I are different. So at that moment, I knew. I was like, oh, okay.
And well, she kept coming back. Every second she left, she kept on coming back.
Third time's a charm.
And finally, you know, he's going to buy her that rice pudding.
Right. Well, but I mean, it's Grace. I mean, Grace always does whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I like the way that they introduced David Schwimmer, because I don't know if you guys have had this scenario where you hold the door for someone and they don't say
oh my god. Yes. I'm guilty of that. Guilty because that's happened to me before, where like I keep the door open and I was like, you're welcome, and sometimes they hear me or they don't, and I'm like, next time I'm gonna close the door on
you. No, you have to make sure they hear you. That's
the issue. Well, when you say it but one time, it's like you're already angered, and then if you hear it the second time, it's like, god, are you kidding me?
I don't expect it. Like, I do it because I do it.
I mean, it is rude. That's what I wrote here. Bad manners. That's what I wrote down when I was, you know, watching that. I was like, oh, I hate that. The thought that I had in my head was, I hate when people do that to me.
Yes.
You know? But at the same time, like, I do it because I want to do it. And it's not because I'm expecting something.
Yeah. And Noah took it personally.
It just pisses me off. Yeah. And I'm a New Yorker, so when you hold the door for somebody, you better say thank you. Say thank you. I liked how they introduced him. He's apparently a blogger, an influencer, whatever you want to call him. And he's called the West Side Curmudgeon, so apparently he's got an attitude on him. And like Louisa was saying, I liked his different character from Ross and Friends to this, because we haven't seen the side of David Schwimmer before.
Never.
And he played it very well.
Mm-hmm. So good. Almost like a I hate to say this, but almost like a drug addict, kind of like Anthony Bourdain-ish type of feel.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I got from it. Like, very New York. And, you know, like he said, he doesn't like anything all frou-frou. He hates the cupcakes.
Yes.
You know,
he wants
more
porn.
Yeah,
porn.
And he wants to, you know, he's like, drink around the mouse, you know.
Oh, my God. That was
Which was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I just love how Grace said, you know, if you retweet this, it'll help me so much. And that's like everyone's issue to me.
Like,
social media influencers. Like, please repost me. I'll get 5 followers out of it.
Yes.
I love how they put that in the show. They always just are dead on with that.
It's very New York. It's very LA. And you're right.
Yeah.
The writers have continued with the whole, like, keeping the millennials engaged.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do all the
time.
I say they, like, I'm not one of them. But I don't want to talk about it. We get to see Karen again, obviously, because she's one of the staples of the show. And she's got a little dilemma. And I wouldn't put it past the writers to give this her dilemma.
Yes.
What did you guys think of Karen's offense to having people having boobs that are hers?
It's ridiculous.
It's so
like,
funny.
Really?
I don't know. I think I would be personally offended too.
And if they looked good on the other lady, I'd be like, okay, at least they're looking good
so
on her.
So you think imitation is the finest form of flattery?
Ooh.
Yeah. Why not?
It depends on the situation.
I would feel good. Like, if someone's boobs were named Lulu's, like, yeah. Okay.
I just love how she named them.
Truth.
It's so funny, though. I do love how she named her boobs Karen Walkers, you know, and I emphasized the S on that, and it's literally... When I watched that part of the episode, I was just like, this is so Karen. This is like, you know, first world problems for Karen.
Yes. Exactly. To add on, she has so much money. She has so much time. Right. She's going to do that. You know, and Will's like, really? You know, no.
Yeah, really?
Like,
no.
Bye. I'm eating my cereal and oatmeal. Get out of my face.
Yeah. Also, Will didn't really have much of a role, I think.
For this,
this episode.
He was very passive this episode. I agree with you.
I think the only thing we got was the fact that he's now a teacher and he's going to be teaching law. Like, I think that was his only niche that he had.
Yeah. And I... once again, have to bring it back to, I wonder if they're going to keep the storyline from last season, because him and Grace are supposed to be owning a business together.
Exactly. Yeah. So where did
so
that go?
So why is he teaching? Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? Like, that sort of bothers me.
It bothers me too.
Right? That there's no, like,
continuity.
Yes. Yeah. So hopefully they'll, like, touch back on that.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to figure out... I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to figure out where they want to go.
Yeah, because last season, remember I mentioned, where is Grace's baby? Grace's child?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, where?
Yeah, they erased all of that.
You can't do that! You can't do that!
But okay, see, but like that, girl. But like that, I was able to forgive because it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, well, this was just last season. It wasn't that, it was a few months ago, guys. Yeah. Like, let's have a clear picture of where we want to go and continue with the storylines that you have established.
Yeah.
But...
because we've had to adjust ourselves already as it is, and now we have to readjust ourselves once again.
Yes.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
But we digress. We love the show.
Yes, we do.
So funny. Jack also has a dilemma. He's meeting, one thing that they continued with is that he's still engaged to Estefan.
Estefan.
That's great.
From Spain. Español. And he's meeting his parents over FaceTime. That's a big step.
Yeah. Huge, you know? Huge. Like, you know, meeting your parents via Skype or via Facebook, like for 2018, that's goals.
It's huge.
But it's just for Jack to be in a consistent relationship now.
Right.
It's so good for him.
I just love the connection that they have and the fact that, like, through all of that situation that transpired, that he was able to translate, that shows how close they are with each other. That Estefan was able to translate what Jack was saying. And he was saying so much, so it was just so funny that he, like, repeated it. It kind of sort of reminded me of that 70s show. What's his name from the 70s show? The way he used to talk.
The Ashton Kutcher.
Wilmer. The way he used to talk. And then he, like, talked really fast, and I was like, that reminds me of that show.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Banana, he murdered that banana.
Oh my god, that was him.
Yeah. That was
the physical comedy that Sean Hayes is able to achieve is insane.
Ridiculous.
So it's like, I just tipped my hat to him and bowed to him. Because
it's
just amazing. Before we skip to that, though, really quick, I want to talk about the whole aging thing that they kind of touched on in this episode. So Jack is worried because he did some stalking, as we all have done with our...
Lord.
No.
Now, present boobs. Look at my tie. She knows.
We don't drive by our design.
So he looked at Estefan's ex-boyfriends, and he saw how good-looking they were. And, of course, Jack wants to go get some work done. And that's
so
what leads
insecure.
To his whole dilemma.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, guys. In the gay community, when it comes to looking young, we are probably as bad or even worse than women. It's called the Peter Pan complex, you guys. We want to just stay young. We just want to stay young forever.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but in today's society, that's... what
normal.
It is.
There's pressure, kind of.
Yes, there's pressure, and I also feel like it's trickling into the heterosexual world as well, because, I mean, now straight men are getting all these procedures done as well. I mean, I'm not going to put it past myself. I would get it done. I would get some things done.
I would get
some Botox. I'm going to get them done.
Get some
Why
Botox.
Not?
Yeah. I always say that. Botox?
Here's the thing that I have about that. I see nothing wrong with it as long as it's not extreme and you still look like yourself. If you're doing it and you look like Catwoman, that's a problem. To me, that's like you've got some sort of issue going on mentally that it needs to be fixed. But if you want to do a little here and there, you know, like, why not? You know, if it makes you feel better, if it builds your self-esteem, like, who cares?
It's all for
you're not
self-love.
Hurting anybody.
If that's going to make you happier.
Yeah, 100%.
do it.
I agree.
You have small
We're so LA.
And you have to do it. If that light bulb gets you happier, do it. If that fat truck is probably like,
no.
But there's also like that ripple effect where if you start with something, then you notice something else, and then you know that's why you need you need a friend to tell you.
Yeah, you need Crystal.
You might want to stop.
Yes,
one time.
Agreed. Completely agree.
Yes, I will tell you.
Yeah, she tells you how it is. Like,
she
like
got
it
some
is.
Stuff to she was like, what do you think? I was like,
long TMI.
Oh my God.
And if it wasn't Will and Grace, we wouldn't be able, I mean, the writers wouldn't take matters from being bad to worse. And of course they do, of because course. Now Jack has to interact with Stefan's dad, who had a stroke, and now that he's licked this numbing cream,
he's over here drooling.
Which gobbled that up.
Like, what?
Who does that?
Who does that.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't even fault it, though, because Jack would do that.
Yeah, I mean, can we just talk about the perfection of the iPhone setting when he, like,
oh my God,
with his hands, like, how
he did it
do
with
that?
his
chin or something? Like, who does, like, wow.
Yeah. I agree.
Who does that?
I agree.
It's a skill. He knows how to use his mouth.
I mean, like I said, like I said, like, oh, my tongue is going to hurt.
This she show looks quiet, people, but she's not.
No.
She's
no.
a hot tamale.
She fits right in, you guys.
No.
So, like I was saying, the physical comedy of Sean Hayes as an actor is just insane.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
If this is how we're starting off, I cannot wait for the rest of the season. It's just going to be great. And if you think about it, we haven't even seen him and Karen, his like wing woman, together yet.
Yes.
So I'm there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited.
On Grace's storyline, she obviously keeps coming back to this diner to harass Noah because she wants him to take down the tweet.
Of course.
Has anybody ever tweeted about you guys and you wanted them to take it down? Has anybody ever tagged you guys in a photo that you didn't look good in and you wanted to take them down?
Yeah.
And then they didn't, though?
Mm-hmm. It's like, that needs to be...
Yeah. You that report that. Straight. That's what you do. I report it.
You
I don't
do?
Care. I report it.
You don't...
Yeah.
Not... Yeah.
I had a girlfriend, actually, recently.
No.
She came to visit me 2 weeks ago, and she posted this... I mean, the most... My mom texted me, okay? This is how bad it was.
That's how bad it was.
My mom saw it. She texted me, and she goes... What's going on? Are you okay? And I go, yeah, why?
Oh,
she sends
God.
Me the photo and she goes, please tell me you don't look like this.
Oh,
it was that
God.
Bad.
Ooh.
She goes, are you sick? Because I was sick that week.
Oh.
And I was like, not anymore. And
oh,
she goes, please
no.
send me a picture right now.
Oh.
It was that bad. I looked gruesome. And so I text my friend, and or DM'd her, I should say. And I basically told her, you better take this down before I... And then I sent her a bunch of bad photos. This is my best friend since third grade. So I sent her a bunch of bad photos and I was like, I'm about to post these.
They're
you
like
know?
Blackmail.
And, yeah. And so we had a good laugh about
this
it.
This is why
yeah.
there's a rule with my friends
yeah.
and everyone. You ask me before
yeah.
you post
mm-hmm.
and you
or
tag
make
me.
Sure that it looks good.
Or you give it to me, I FaceTune it a bit
yeah.
and then I send it back.
I already know that with you.
We
take pictures and I'm like, okay, just send me what you think looks good
send
and then
me
I will
final
edit.
Copy.
She'll fix herself and then I have to send it to me and I'm like, let me FaceTune this and get rid of this for me. Hold on a
you
second.
Know? It's like,
let me tell you something about Louisa. She's the worst at taking pictures of you, but she sure as heck wants you to take the best ones of her.
I try.
You know
what?
That honestly, this whole situation of like people writing stuff that happens being a host here at AfterBuzz because sometimes we get criticism. Like I get stuff. I'm on Real Housewives of OC, and I made a mistake saying like a city was a state. And,
always
like, a mix up. And there was just all these comments.
Oh, shame.
I'm like, I wish I could get rid of this, but I can't. So you just have to live with it.
Yeah.
Also, because that's the industry. You know what you're signing up for. Whatever you say might be taken out of context.
Yes.
So all you got to do is before you drop something, just say, you guys, I'm going to say this, but it might not be correct. Or like,
I was
no offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
It happens.
We've all been there. And
it's
in this
life.
Day and age with technology and social media, you have to be careful with what you tweet out there because you never know what can come back to you.
But at least Noah was nice enough to take it down.
I agree. Yeah. After this whole Grace coming back over and over and over again, could you guys feel like the tension building up between them?
Of
the sexual tension is
of
real.
Course.
I mean, I like them together.
I do too.
Right?
Yeah.
Physically, they make such a great couple.
Uh-huh.
They do
and
look great together.
The scruffiness, and there's
I
something
like
bad
yeah.
about him. Like, you're just kind of like.
Mysterious.
And no, but he said a very valid point. He said, you like me and follow me because you're just like me. You're not where you want to be in your life.
Absolutely.
You track what you are, please.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
But she never denied that either because she said that from the very beginning that they had, like, this chemistry. Like, they were the same person. She said that a few times. You know, mm-hmm. she said that to Will, and then she said it to him.
Yeah. Just like, what was the Christmas episode of last year? You know, the Christmas man, Christmas Carol? What's his name? The mean guy.
I can't remember
his name. Scrooge. You know, Scrooge. Both of them are Scrooges.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or the Grinch. Something along those lines.
Yeah. No, I hope that they continue this storyline. Yeah. I hope that David Schwimmer is not just going to disappear after this one episode. God, I hope that they either continue to date and then break up, or they just continue to date. I mean, I would be fine with either one as of right now. I doubt that he's going to be on for very much longer if he does have an episode arc. So it's probably going to end at some point. But I'm interested. I hope that they keep the continuity of it. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't see him again, I'm going to be like, really, guys? Come on.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not like, he broke up with me over text next episode.
Oh, God, no.
You know what I mean? Because they did it last season.
I know, but I just hope no.
I know. And I like that. Yeah, I know, me too. Upset. And I really like his character, so I'm hoping that.
I just love how they bring back cool people. Like last time we had J-Lo and all the other people. Yeah. Like, keep on doing that. I love that.
Yeah. I felt like this is one of their strongest episodes. Really? Yeah. Literally, this whole panel laughed so hard.
Yeah. So hard.
Steven had to walk and be like, you guys, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down, Louisa.
I want to touch on, just to close out really quick, the relationship between Karen and Will. Because they always have a very... Because you always think of Will and Grace and Jack and Karen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to bring it back to last season when Karen was consoled by Will over Rosario's death. Nobody expected that it would be Will to get through to her. And in this episode, they had that moment when he's like, you're an awful human being and I will always be here for you.
Oh, God. He reads her. He knows how lonely she is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That money means nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Of course.
I just love their relationship and I love when they touch on it. I love when the writers give them those scenes.
Yeah. It was deep. What did she say to him? She's like, I know you do I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just ended there. I was like, oh my God.
They always have really cool scenes.
And she will never allow herself to show that she needs someone.
Yeah.
That's just that wall she has and that's up to Will to
kind of
break
through. But she was open to it though because she was like asking him for help as a lawyer and he was like, you know, I don't practice anymore. But that's how much love he has for her is that he was willing to go back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, fight for her and call it, you know, make sure that her breastises are called oogas, right?
And I've always felt that if any of them have a financial struggle, you know Karen will take care of them.
Oh, 100%.
Of course.
It's like that force.
But also take care of each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In different ways, which I love. And that's why the foursome works.
Yeah.
I
mean, so it's like a dysfunctional family.
Exactly.
Such a great foursome,
exactly.
Timothy.
I know, right? Like us.
Like us.
Yeah. So that pretty much recaps our entire, the episode, season 10, episode 1. I know we're more excited to be back. We have a whole season to look forward to, you guys.
We're going to 18 episodes, too.
How many?
18.
18, you guys. 18.
Wow.
We're gonna
bring it back to last season with our next segment called our favorite line of the episode.
Yes.
We tend to love this one. And if you guys are watching, make sure you subscribe to @AfterBuzzTV on Twitter. Make sure if you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. We love interacting with you guys. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating because we love 5 stars.
And Spotify.
And we just launched on Spotify, you guys.
Spotify.
Thank you for that plug, Louisa.
I read all of Phil's emails.
Still one of our producers here. Guys, favorite line. I'm going to shoot it over to, since Mai Tai, you are the newest.
Okay, have tamale.
All right, I wrote quite a few, but the one that really stood out to me was when Noah said, I only smile when old people and nuns fall.
Looking at that.
This is me all the time. If somebody falls or trips, I die of laughter.
Like, me too.
I can't hold it together, so you guys don't fall.
I knew we liked each other.
That's so funny. I love it.
That's my favorite line.
It's a good one. Louisa? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my favorite had to be, namaste away from me.
That is fun.
So that's good. A good one, too. Really? I like that one.
That was really good. Yeah.
Well, did I steal yours? Is that why you're looking at me?
Okay. No, I got a better one, too.
Okay,
no. So I liked when Mrs. Was it Timmer?
Yes.
Said to Will, your wife is rude. And he goes, that's why we never have sex. For me was like hilarious. So,
I love that one. Yeah. I loved when my favorite line has to be when Karen came in and she said, Will, is Grace here? To Will. Or Grace, is Will here? I think I messed it up. Grace, is Will here?
Yeah.
I just love, because she's just, it's Karen.
So and
it's
then he plays along.
Yeah.
One more on wordplay. Mm-hmm. 1990 sexy or something like that. Jack said that towards the end.
1990 sexy. Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, no. 1990 sexy instead of 1996.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I killed that, but you know.
I like that too. That's a good one also. You guys, let's go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Halloween's coming up. That just reminds me.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I wonder if they're going to do a Halloween episode. I would love that. I know they will. They probably will, right?
They have to.
I know that it's only the first episode of the 10th season, but can you guys give me any predictions?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Since you mentioned Halloween, maybe they'll do, like, an episode where they're, like, in West Hollywood during Halloween, and they're, like, all dressed up, and they go through the entire, like, parade and all that good stuff, and they get drunk, and there's lots of stories. I don't know. It just sounds good to me.
Sounds
good.
It. Yeah. It sounds fun. Yeah.
Predictions. Let's see. I feel like Noah and Grace are going to date and become an item.
Yep.
And I feel like Jack might not last with his fiance. I feel like it's going to end just like all of Jack's little situationships. You know what I mean? Right? And that's about for now. I don't see anything too much with Will and Karen yet. Maybe next week. I don't know.
I have to piggyback on what you said about Noah and Grace. But I think Will is going to get jealous. And that will kind of stir the pot a little bit. And everybody will kind of get involved and make it funny.
I like that. My time's coming with predictions, you guys.
Watch out for next week.
Yeah, I like it. If you guys have seen the promo, which I'm sure everybody here has, but if the viewers watching haven't seen it, go Google it. I mean, or YouTube it. There's a star-studded cast this season. Yes. And David Schwimmer is just a taste. I think we have it pulled up. Our lovely engineer Bree is going to maybe play it. Oh, there
you go.
That's not pretty. So Matt Bomer's in it.
Matt Bomer. Yeah.
John Cryer.
Oh, yes. For 2.5
men. Then I wonder why my name is on all those Emmy Awards.
he's coming back.
Chelsea Handler, oh my God.
Bring back little Mike's.
I found a mouse in my soda little Mike's once.
And we obviously saw that clip tonight. I mean, guys, just a star-studded cast, and I'm very excited to see what they do with these characters. I'm excited to see who plays who, and
Chelsea Handler, damn.
Chelsea Handler, yes. I'm excited about Matt Bomer because he's such a worker. You guys, that is our recap of season one, season 10, episode one.
That was so quick.
If you guys don't know, sad news, a little bit of sad news, I will be passing the torch to Louisa.
Wow, thank you.
I unfortunately cannot be here for most of the episodes this season. I will be popping in from time to time so you won't miss my face. But in terms of lead hosting, I am passing it to Louisa. You are going to do a great job.
Yes, I'm so excited.
The fans love you.
Bear with me. And if you have any questions, you can be in our chat room and just, play along. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a fun season, you guys. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Let them know where they can find you.
Yes, I'm Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's Crystal with an I. And I look forward to seeing you guys next weekend. Or next week, I should say.
Yes. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. Monday nights, Real Housewives of OC at 8 o'clock. Shaws of Sunset right after this at 9 o'clock. So that's where you can catch me.
Maite, my little Spanish sister. I love it. Get that accent, girl. I am Timothy Michael. You guys can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. It has been a pleasure. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.